The agreement lets the UW-Whitewater's Global Business Resource Center refer companies to the Commerce Department for export development training and support. Commerce officials will help the center develop grants and projects for students, faculty, and local businesses.
It is the first agreement that we've ever done with a university or a college.
Maria Regal of the Commerce Department's Bureau of Export Development says this all began when the GM plant in Janesville closed. Companies that had been supplying GM with products now needed help finding new customers and increasingly turned to the Global Business Resource Center for help marketing their products overseas. Regal says this new deal could help more local businesses thrive.
Companies that export are generally more profitable, pay higher salaries, and they're generally more stable because they can shift into different markets where there's actually opportunities to sell.
Becky Pfeffer says she'll take advantage of the partnership. She's vice president of Continental Plastic, a Delavan-based company that makes veterinary supplies.
If you can't tap into the resources that exporting provides, you get into a very stagnant market. We've seen that in the swine industry. It was booming over the last 10 to 15 years in the U.S. Now that's slowed down a bit and switching over to different countries such as Russia and Brazil. So those are markets that we really want to get into.
Pfeffer says the agreement coincides well with President Obama's push to double U.S. exports in the next 5 years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.